proclamation number 5322 dated the February 23rd, 1952. Consequences of Unkindness in the Beyond. Unkindness has far-reaching consequences on Earth as well as in the beyond. For it surrounds the soul with the densest of covers, so that no ray of light can penetrate it and it forever remains in darkness. Light is everywhere, yet where it cannot penetrate the human soul there is darkness. Love, however, radiates light and illuminates the soul from within, the covers dissolve, and then the light from outside can exert an effect, the soul becomes enlightened. Thus, on earth, enlightenment denotes knowledge of the eternal truth, of the meaning and purpose of earthly life and ever-increasing love for God. But in the kingdom of the beyond, receiving light is guaranteed to the soul who became enlightened on earth through love. Darkness is gone forever, everything is revealed to the soul, no uncertainty exists for the soul any longer, nothing is incomprehensible or impossible, for due to love it has become full of light and strength itself. Hence, unkindness is the soul's eternal ruin, for a soul who still languishes in profound darkness is wretched. It has become a victim of the one who is devoid of love himself and also wants to prepare this state for souls who allow themselves to be influenced by him, who are full of selfish love and only ever treat their fellow human beings unkindly, because they are seduced by Satan, because he wants to transfer his own feelings into people in order to enslave them. Unkindness is the death of the soul, it poisons people's thoughts, so that the results of thinking are lies and ill will which generate acts of hatred and, in turn, will result in evilness again. And neither can it be otherwise, for where there is love there is God. Where unkindness and hatred reveal themselves there is Satan. And he reigns, so that he can truly be recognized as the soul's greatest enemy, who not only pursues and tries to gain people on earth, but with increased malice works on and tries to influence the souls in the beyond in order to hasten the hardening of their hearts and pull them ever deeper into the abyss. And because heartlessness has such a frightening effect in the beyond it can only be countered with love, souls in the beyond need to be given lots of love, which affects the ailing soul like medicine by which it can be healed if people do not stop giving them love. Even the most stubborn souls of darkness can be changed by rays of love, and willingly at first. Yet once they feel a blissful relief they will not let go of it again. Love is the most effective weapon against the opponent who cannot endure it, who takes flight and therefore will rather drop his victims than allow himself to be touched by rays of love. For this reason you should fight against unkindness and know that it will lead into ruin, whereas deeds of love will open the kingdom of light for you. And with love you can also help those to attain the light who still languish in darkness as a result of the loveless and unkind way of life on earth. Only love can help them and release their restraints, only love can make all of you blissfully happy. Amen.